All right, so I just got back from Seattle for a B2B growth dinner and read a book called We Need to Talk, How to Have Conversations That Matter, on the way back from Seattle, on the way to Seattle, and on the way back from Seattle. And so wanted to dedicate this episode to that book and some of the key takeaways that I had from it. The first takeaway from the book is the importance of being present in conversations. In particular, with the rise of iPhones and smartphones, it's just so easy to be distracted in a conversation. I notice this a lot in the interviews that I do for B2B Growth, for these success shows that we're doing. As soon as I hear my phone vibrate, or I get an email or a text message while I'm in the middle of a podcast interview, without even needing to look at what was sent to me, my brain starts wondering, oh, what is that? Did an invoice just get paid? Did somebody accept a proposal? Is something bad happening with a client? Does somebody on our team have an issue that I need to help fix? My brain starts racing as soon as I get that kind of dopamine hit of hearing the buzz from my phone, which, without even looking at the message, disengages me from the conversation that I'm currently in. That doesn't just happen in podcast interviews. It happens with conversations with Lisa, with friends. And so I knew that was an issue, but this book really kind of pressed in on that pretty deeply, that you got to figure that out. You got to take your phone out of your pocket so you don't feel it vibrate. Definitely don't have a conversation with your phone on the table when you're having a conversation with somebody at a table. So figuring out kind of the placement of my phone so that I don't allow it to distract me and disengage me from a conversation, whether I'm having it on the phone, via Uber conference or in person, was a really tangible takeaway for me, because it's just so so apparent that when even if you're not, we don't intentionally. We don't intentionally try to disengage from conversation. It's just the way our brain works. And it's hard to control, allowing your, or really impossible to control what your brain starts thinking about. But if you put yourself in an environment that doesn't trigger your brain to have those, to think, oh, what's, what email came in, or, who's that person that just sent me the text? I wonder what's happening there. I think you can set yourself up by either by shutting down your email tab in your browser before you jump onto a call, putting your phone somewhere where you're not going to hear it or feel it. Are some practical things that you can do to keep that from happening, to keep you engaged in those conversations. The other thing that I thought was interesting from the book. She talked about how kind of our default response when someone is opening up and telling us something is to, in an attempt to relate to them or in an attempt to try to be empathetic, we often divert to talking about ourselves and relating a circumstance or something that we went through to their situation. So, somebody's parent passes away, or they're having an issue with their child or a coworker, instead of digging deeper, asking them more about it, keeping the conversation more on them. Instead, we default to saying, oh man, I remember when, I had an issue with my coworker and this, this is what happened and da, 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 da. We think we're being helpful, but in reality, we're just shining the spotlight on us instead of keeping the conversation focused on them, which is, obviously, the reason that they brought it up is because they wanted to process through it with you, not to just hear you ramble on about your situation in your life. And I don't think we do it maliciously. I think I really struggle with this, because I think, oh, well, I want to relate to them. I want to talk about my situation and how that ties back to what they're dealing with. But more often than not, what we need to do is be more curious and ask more questions about their situation, help them process through it in ways where we're not derailing the conversation away from them and onto us. And so those were my two biggest takeaways: being present in conversations by kind of taking your phone out of the mix, which is something I struggle with immensely. Lisa would tell you, she would give a big amen here if she ever listens to this episode, because I mean, I struggle with this on date nights. I struggle with it, during podcast interviews. I struggle with it in conversations with friends at lunch. So getting my phone out of the picture when I'm trying to engage with someone, and not being afraid to say to someone, hey, I really want to hear this. I really want to engage this conversation, but I'm just not at a place. I've got a lot going on right now that I'm trying to get caught up on with work. Can we kind of table this until I have time to really be fully present? That was another takeaway that I thought was really good as it relates to being present, is not being afraid to saying, hey, can we talk about this at another time, as opposed to just going with the flow and allowing someone to engage us when we are not ready to be engaged in conversation, whether that's because we're mentally exhausted or whether that's because we know that our mind is going to be elsewhere. And so avoiding conversation until you're at a place to fully engage in that conversation. And then the second point, being that we don't want to, if someone brings something to us, an issue or a struggle, something that they want to bring up, not necessarily defaulting to just talking about our own situation and our own story, but keeping the spotlight on them, being more curious about the situation, asking better questions, instead of just defaulting to talking about our own thing. And so that was my two of my big takeaways from the book. Hope this is helpful.